Welcome to Nevada News. Meg's on the broadcast. Today we'll take a look at the construction trades and immigration with Rob Benner. He's the Secretary Treasurer of the Northern Nevada Central Labor Council, part of the AFL-CIO. For the whole show on all new Nevada News.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome to the program for the first time Rob Benner. He is Secretary Treasurer of the Northern Nevada Central Labor Council, part of the AFL-CIO. Yep. Pleasure to have you here. What does your umbrella organization represent?
So I wear multiple hats here. So I'm the Secretary Treasurer for the Nevada Central Labor Council, which is basically the we're the umbrella organization that represents all unions that are affiliated with us. So you could have the firefighters, postal workers, the construction trades, nurses. You know anybody that belongs to a union is represented under the CLC umbrella or the Central Labor Council umbrella. My day job is actually. My full-time job is I'm the business representative for the Building and Construction Trades Council of Northern Nevada. So that organization is the umbrella group over all the construction trade unions here in Northern Nevada. So anywhere from laborers to iron workers to sheet metal workers, which is the craft I came out of, to electricians, the plumbers, you name it. You know, we represent all those trades.
All right, so let's start out with the most obvious question, which is, do you have enough workers in Northern Nevada for the boom that is underway, let alone the boom that is yet to come?
It's been tough the last couple of years. I would say that currently we've hit a little bit of a lull in construction. Things have slowed down a little bit.
Why do you think?
For us, we're not so much in the residential market. Our focus is more on, say, commercial, industrial, light commercial. We do go into residential a little bit, but for the most part, you know, we're looking at the big jobs, right? So a lot of the big jobs out on USA Parkway. That's where I'd say a lot of our members are at right now. A couple years ago, I think we peaked. Say on one large project out there, we had 4,500 construction workers on
I'm guessing that was Tesla.
That was Tesla. Yeah, Tesla. We peaked at 4,500, and Tesla's calmed down a little bit now. A lot, you know, some stuff is slowed, but it's getting ready to pick back up again. We have another large project out there that is getting ready. That would be Google. If you drive out USA Parkway, the iron workers have put up a lot of steel so far. So we're getting ready for the mechanical crafts to hit the job. And that's where going to be most of the construction workers. Those are where the big numbers are going to come from, is with the mechanical crafts, your pipe fitters, your electricians, your sheet metal workers. those crafts. So we're getting ready to ramp up. Plus, a lot of the local projects around here, from what I understand, there's been some hold up in permitting processes lately. Those are starting to finally go through now. Permits are starting to make their way out. So we're going to see a lot of local work starting up too. Plus, we have schools going, thanks to WC1. So it's really good time for construction in Nevada, and it's a good time to get into the trades. You know, we're looking at demographic time bomb when you look at the age of construction workers and when they retire. I think for us, the average age of our membership, it's gotten a little bit better lately because we've been bringing in a lot of new workers, but I mean, we're still, like, average age is probably around 50, right? And for us, construction workers, most of our members retire, say, in their 50s, like mid to late 50s. So we're looking at 50% of our construction workers here in Nevada are going to be retiring in the next 10 years. And that's not even including what we're going to need to meet the ramped up demand we're seeing, right? We're going to need more construction workers than we have now. And then we're going to have half our construction workers retiring in 10 years. So, I mean, we're looking at having to bring in, you know, tens of thousands of construction workers to meet the demand here in
tens
Nevada.
Of thousands, yeah. For Northern Nevada alone.
Yeah.
And this doesn't include what's going on in
Nevada as a whole. Nevada as a whole.
Okay. So where are you going to get these employees from? Because I deal, you know, on the advertising agency side of my business, mm-hmm. With construction companies of varying kinds, and they are all desperate for workers. They say that they could bring in millions of dollars more business if they could find the workers. So where do you think you're going to find those workers?
We're really focused on, you know, workforce development kind of stuff and recruitment.
Within state.
So there's several ways we meet the demand. You know, construction kind of, you know, has its ebb and flows. It's got the, you know, it ramps up and ramps down, you know, and that's kind of the normal way construction works. So we meet the demands several different ways. So right off the bat is recruitment and bringing in new people to the industry and training them. So one of the big things we're proud of in the building trades are our affiliates. They all have state of the art high tech apprenticeship programs. So we're training the next generation of workers. I mean that's the number one way we meet the demand is by going out recruiting. We've been working with the high schools or the school districts here in Northern Nevada, Washoe County, and the rurals. We even go out to the rurals, and we're trying to bring in kids into construction, and, you know, trying to change this narrative that, you know, not everybody has to go to college. In fact, not everybody should go to college. You know, there's other careers out there that pay very well, that don't cost any money to go to school. And then you come out and you have retirement, you have health care, and you're making a good wage, and that's the message we're trying to push out, and that's where we feel.
Are you succeeding? Because that's been a plan that's been going on. You know, Aaron West has been on the program multiple times talking about things like this.
Aaron very well.
Yeah, and that's been going on for about 3 or 4 years now. Are you seeing the results of that?
Oh yeah, for sure. We are seeing the results. I think the economy helps, right? You know, construction here in Nevada was hurt pretty bad during the last recession. I mean, that was actually, for construction, it was depression. We lost 2/3 of our construction workforce, right? So, I mean, it was depression for us.
I know. Danny Thompson talks about 100,000 workers in Las Vegas being out of work.
Yeah. I mean, it was bad. It was really bad. So, we're tasked with the job of going out and trying to encourage, you know, young people to get into the trades after they saw possibly what happened to their parents during this last recession or depression that we saw. You know, so, but it's turning around. You know, it's like word of mouth, right? We have, you know, some, we bring in some of apprentices And then, you know, they start working and they say, oh man, this is a great job. I'm making great money. I got some benefits coming. I'm looking at buying a house, whatnot. And they're telling their friends, right? And then their friend, they're telling their friends, hey, you know what? You need to come work with me because, it's way better than that, say fast food job you're making or warehouse job or whatever, right? Word kind of spreads, it kind of spreads word of mouth, right? So we're starting to see that. We're starting to see a change in the education system where, they're pushing more of the technical education. STEM's huge right now. And we're making inroads into the school districts, we're working really well with them. In fact, just recently, this is a great story, down at Galena High School, their metal shop program, 2 weeks before they lost their instructor, right? And nowadays it's really hard to find shop teachers for the school districts, right? That's one of the reasons why the shop programs are closing is because they can't find the teachers. So the Galena High, they ran into a situation down there where it was 2 weeks before school was gonna start. They had 100 kids enrolled into this metal shop class and they still didn't have an instructor. So luckily the principal down at Galena called one of our coordinators, Randy Canale, with the plumbers and pipe fitters, and called him and asked him brainstorm if there's something we might be able to do. So we actually, in 2 weeks, we stepped in. We have our coordinators from all the apprenticeship programs kind of filling in as instructors down there until they can find a shop teacher. So we saved that metal shop class. If we hadn't have done that, that metal shop class would have gone bye-bye. And for us in the construction field, that's something that, shop classes are something near and dear to our hearts, right? We don't want to see those go away. So we were able to help Galena out and keep that metal shop class going.
All right, let's take a break. More on this topic, which is fascinating considering our times.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
Because of UMC, there's a wide open road ahead of me.
Because of UMC, she can grow up with her twin sister.
Because of UMC, I'm here to help you.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Rob Benner. He's Secretary Treasurer of the Northern Nevada Central Labor Council, part of the AFL-CIO. I want to go back to Google for just a second. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there's a non-disclosure, but you know, everybody's trying to figure out what they are actually going to be building out of the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Can you share anything with us?
No, I can't.
Okay, no, that's fair enough.
I can't really.
Lance Gilman is the king of non-disclosures, and, you know, he also can't divulge. But they have huge acreage. I mean, they have 1,200 acres. That is a vast piece of land.
Yeah, no, it's a good-sized project, and they plan on continuing building out there for quite a while, from my understanding. But that's about as much as I can
okay.
relate to about
okay.
that.
Well, I mean, the rumor was from the very beginning that it was going to be a data farm, but
right.
It seems like that's way more land than just doing that one thing there.
Yeah, and that's basically,
okay, I don't want to get you in trouble.
Yeah,
so
that's a good summary of it.
All right, so now, there are two huge projects that have just come online. Well, one of them is in escrow. The other one is already online,
yeah.
which is out in Fernley.
Mm-hmm.
These are going to be similar to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. In fact, one of them is actually going to be run by the two people
yeah.
that ran the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. These are going to be even more, literally thousands of jobs. Where do you see the growth coming from in terms of housing? Where are these people going to live? Are they going to live in the Fernley area? Do you see that as the up-and-coming area? Will the growth reach out as far as Fallon, for example? Because, you know, Sparks is kind of mission control for
right.
the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center.
Mm.
Reno is kind of, you know, starting to get landlocked.
Right.
Where are these people going to live?
Well, that's a good question. Where are these people going to live?
I need a good answer.
Because you know, I watched the episode with Partholz the other week, and I somewhat agree with him. I think that you're still going to see, you know, Sparks as kind of the hub, because I mean that's the closest spot to get to USA Parkway right now, right? Until I can see that changing. You know, there are rumors out there that they're going to put in some kind of connector from, say, South Meadows out to USA Parkway to get, you know, something, you know, from South Reno, which is where they're building up right currently. That's where we're building all the houses in South Reno, which is away from 80 and USA Parkway. So, you know, maybe if we can someday get, you know, something out there, I think that would be wise. That would probably leave a lot of the traffic on 80 because, you know, you want roads to connect people to their jobs, right? And everybody seems to be moving to, you know, South Reno. So it would make sense to, you know, try to make get some kind of a connector from South Reno out.
Right,
to USA Parkway.
That's for Tahoe Reno Industrial Center.
Right.
Which, you know, blockchains has got 67,000
yeah.
acres that at some point they're either going to do something with or maybe they'll
yeah.
sell it off. I mean, you know, that's the way development works. But these two big projects in Fernley, it's going to take several years for them to put the infrastructure in.
Right.
If the original park does put infrastructure in,
mm-hmm.
You know that Roger and Lance are going to do that because
right.
that was their whole thing in getting everything permitted so quickly was that everything was already there. When Tesla showed up, they were amazed because they'd been to Apex in southern
right.
Nevada and gone, well,
yeah,
you know, eventually there'll
yeah.
be water, eventually there'll
yeah.
be sewer. Tahoe Reno Industrial Center had all that put in with a $100 million investment from Roger Norman. So, you know, that's going to really get going, I would imagine, 2 to 3 years down the road. Would my timing be about right? Maybe a little longer?
Possibly. You know, I'm not too sure. You know, for us construction workers, because, you know, that's who I represent is, you know, the construction workers, you know. I don't know if we'd get too excited about a job until, you know, the stuff starts going out to bid, right? Because I think, especially in this area, we've heard, you know, there's been a lot of rumors about projects and, you know, how great they're going to be, and then nothing ever comes to fruition. So I don't know if I pay too much attention to a lot of the rumors and stuff until we actually get down to the nitty-gritty and we're ready to build something. I think, you know, given Lance's track history, I mean, I think, you know, yeah, that stuff out in Fernley is definitely going to go at some point. Where people are going to want to live to work out there, I would guess out in Fernley, but I mean, you also have a lot of problems out there too. I mean, you know, everybody talks about water, right? You know, and that's the number one issue out there would be, you know, water, and do you have enough water to sustain residents?
Well, Mary Lau from the Retail Association was on the program a week or so ago talking about Vidla Water having an interest in providing water to the Fernley area.
Yeah, I know there's been stuff out there. Like I said, I don't know if we follow that stuff too close. we're more of we're looking at projects that are ready to go, or that's where our main focus is on. I'm not exactly too sure where people are going to want to live. I still think it, for the most part, people are still going to want to be in, the Reno-Sparks area.
All right, so then that brings up the other issue, which is a big issue with Senator Reid having retired, mm-hmm. Which is we could really use I-80 being widened.
I agree.
Between Reno-Sparks and Fernley.
Right.
Or at least to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. And what do you think, mechanically, the chances of doing that are? Because you'd have to cut into mountainsides to be able to widen that freeway. But also, where do you get the funding from?
Well, I think mechanically, working in construction, I kind of believe, just about anything's possible.
If you got the money.
Yeah, as long as you have the money, anything's possible. And I think, I feel that, we lost, Senator Reid, that was big for Nevada. But I feel that Senator Masto has really picked up the torch, Reid's torch. And I know she's fighting very hard to make sure that, Nevada isn't forgotten about. So I'm not too sure worried about that. I think we might have bigger issues when it comes to actual getting, where's the funding coming from? On the national level, with the fuel cars, with the higher fuel efficiencies, with moving to electric cars now, the gas tax revenue is not holding up to where it should be, right? So there's conversations, in D.C. right now about how do we fund, highway projects now that we're not bringing in as much we have more cars on the road and we're not bringing in as much revenue, right? So that's one of the issues we're going to have to look at. I know even for us right now, there was a, pretty contentious NDOT meeting on Monday, where they're trying to figure out what to do with the Spaghetti Bowl, which is a whole nother problem.
And that's the one in Northern Nevada, yeah.
Yeah, the Northern Nevada Spaghetti Bowl. It looks like, they're trying to fast track that project. Everything was going good, and then there was a little hiccup with the bids.
Yeah, it was a little over budget. Let's take one more break. We'll come right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have about a minute left here with Rob Banner. He's the Secretary Treasurer of the Northern Nevada Central Labor Council, affiliated with the AFL-CIO. Got to ask you about immigration. What's the AFL-CIO's position on immigration? In the past, unions have not been excited about bringing in more workers because that might mean lower wages for union workers. But the need across this country is so great with the disasters in Puerto Rico and Florida and Texas and California and the boom here in Nevada.
Right.
What's the thought?
Well, with the national AFL-CIO, we're pro-immigration, but it needs to be done right. It needs to be done right. It needs to be done legally. That's our position. Yes, we need the workers, but we do need workers. I don't like it when they say, well, we're trying to protect wages. I think it has more to do with protecting workers from being exploited, because if you're bringing over, immigrants, if it's not legal, there's a great risk for those workers to be exploited, and we don't want to see that. It needs to be done legally. We need workers here. We're not against immigration at all. We're not against immigration at all. We're against worker exploitation. That's what we're against.
All right, and that's where we got to leave it for today. Okay. Come back. You're a great guest. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Anytime.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Kenny, Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Subscribe to our Nevada Newsmakers channel. We'll see you on the next broadcast.